Klal Yisrael tends to be rather social in nature. We come together daily for Shul to Davin. We come together for Simchas. We come together many other occasions. We're very strong emphasis on communal life. And as such, we tend to discuss things. We tend to talk about life with each other. And therefore, be very prudent to mention something which is rather serious and comes up, unfortunately, in the course of Bikur Chaylim. That is the Isser of Gilui Sod, the prohibition against revealing any information which was meant to remain confidential, something which was told to us in the context where it was not meant to be spread further. So what exactly are the parameters of this Isser? Where does it apply? How does it apply? Basically, the first source we have that lays this out is Ben Yoyin and Shari Tshuva says, Shari Gimel, Echayiv ha'odam lahastir ha'soid asher yigali lav chaveri, a person is obligated to maintain the secrecy of some information which was revealed to him by a friend. Derech say, certain manner which was meant to be kept secret. Af pisha'im begili ha'soid ha'hu inyin rechilus. Even though there's nothing wrong, it's not lashon hara, it's not rechilus. The information here is not something which is going to portray his friend in a negative light. Nonetheless, one should not go and reveal this information. First off, says Rabbi Yehuda, because by doing so, one can cause harm and or tsar to the person who shared this information with you. He doesn't want it getting out there, and it can cause negative, on various different levels, it can cause negative connotations to, you know, to again, to the person who told you this information. Now, a second reason he says, V'sheinis ki ha-megal ha-soit achiyotza migedher ha-tznias v'hinei hu ma'avir al-das bal ha-soit. He says that there's a concept called being over on leaving together in tznias. And that is that there's a basic concept that a person who in Yid walks around, he's supposed to be able to keep things where they are in the proper place. A secret is meant to remain a secret. Some things are meant to be shared publicly. Everything has its place. And a person who cannot respect those boundaries and understand that some things are not meant to be just endlessly shared in the public forum, there's something very wrong about that. And Ad Kedei Kach, Shlomo HaMelech equates Hilch Rochel and Megal HaSoid, somebody who goes around endlessly sharing tales. Again, there's something very wrong with that. And therefore, and based on that, the Rabbi Yehuda speaks out that it would be usher to go ahead and share this. And Chavetz Chaim understands that in a certain sense, this is as chomer as rechilus, more than avat rechilus, is a very serious isser. Now, the Chavetz Chaim delineates exactly where we have this isser. He says, if somebody shares with you information which would not compromise him in any way, it's not damaging, it's not anything that would cause him pain, in that case, it would be mutter, although there may well be a mailov on haga taiva, a proper way of life to not go around sharing even this. Again, it's not the way we look at life that people should go around sharing things endlessly. Now, aside from that, if the next level up would be, let's say this information where the nature of such information is something which people usually want to be kept private, that is like a business information, something private about how one conducts one business, or anything else which the nature of what was shared would imply that the person wanted to keep it secret, even though the person did not tell you clearly you want a secret. Alternatively, if a person came to you and called you privately into a room, again, there's an implication that he wants to be kept secret. In those scenarios, one would be obligated al pi halacha to keep it secret, unless there was a clear indication to the contrary, where he went ahead and shared this information with a number of people at once. So he understands it's going to be shared publicly eventually. In that case, it would be mutter. But again, if there's a connotation where it's meant to be kept secret, that would also be usher. And kolshkein, if the person tells you clearly and specifically, he tells you, I don't want this information being shared, obviously that would be usher. Now, in a practical sense, when one comes into a hospital, so often one may overhear a conversation with a doctor, one may overhear a conversation with the family. Generally, these things are not meant to be shared. This is common sense, and a person should understand that. But, these are things that people, if they would be in that position, certainly wouldn't want to be shared. We're not talking about if you hear a general thing, like the patient may be released in a week or two. That's something which most people, I would imagine, wouldn't actually mind being shared. It's nothing too particular. But if it's something about his medical state, the medical, his treatments, what his status is, if things are getting better, things are getting worse, there are very many details that he may not want shared. And it happens, you come to the hospital, you hear these things. So by nature, these things are not meant to be shared, and it would be usur, it would be prohibited al pi halacha to go and share this information. You come back from the hospital and you share with other people, that would actually be an isur of being megal hasoid. Kol shekein, the person tells you something, the chayil tells you something, and he tells you specifically he doesn't want you sharing it, obviously it goes without saying that will be usur as well. I would add that perhaps another scenario where this would be usur, somebody goes into the hospital and there's sometimes the doctor will leave around some medical forms and it will show his charts, will show what the state of the chayil where he's holding at. And out of curiosity, on occasion you'll see someone looking at these charts. Now a person that has no business looking at these charts, it's not his information, it's not meant for him, and it's a violation of the basic tznius and derech eretz, how one, to be looking at someone else's private information. But again, as far as this halacha, this would also invoke a isser of gilui soid. Now in this case, he's revealing someone else's information to himself. But by the same token, he is revealing information to a place where it's not supposed to go, and doing so would be an issur of Gilui Yisoid. And just on a side note, there are specific scenarios where it is indeed mutter to share such information. There are times somebody is sick and it's negated to shidduch, and maybe negated to a business venture or something else. Chavos Chaim speaks out very specific scenarios where there's a very clear, defined benefit why it had to be laid out. One should consult with the Rav. Chavos Chaim lays out scenario, preconditions one would have to meet in order to have this heter. But there are specific scenarios where, if there's a specific tzarich, one would be allowed to share this information. But again, these are very, very limited cases. I'll just point out one case which might be slightly relevant, and that is, besides the case Chavos Chaim points out, and that is one of them might be if you know a doctor who is, specializes, you have a personal connection with a doctor in some other city or something, who specializes in this type of sickness, illness that the patient is suffering from, I would venture to say that probably that would also go into the category of telus. Again, you need not share information that doesn't need to be shared, but if you can accomplish something by sharing that information with the doctor, perhaps, and he would be able to assist, that would be a measure of telus. And likewise, by the same stroke, it would seem that, let's say you go over to the Rav of his shul, and you say, look, so-and-so is sick. He doesn't want anybody to know about it. I happen to know about it. He doesn't want anyone to know about it. But, you're his Rav, and he's very much master of you, and he appreciates your tefillahs. And I think it would mean a lot, you have connection with him, your tefillahs are very meaningful, and we'd appreciate it if you could daven for him. Now, on the one hand, you're being megala sod, you're revealing the person is sick, and to a place where he doesn't want it being revealed. But since we understand there is a specific tayelis of tefillah, again, pursuant to meeting the conditions of the Chavetz Chaim, one which should be, Ayin Shem and the Chavetz Chaim, the exact way we won't have to do this, but that also possibly could be qualified as a giloy le tayelis, revealing for a clear, beneficial purpose, and that as well likely would be mutter.